Claire Finkelstein is a professor of law and the director of the Center for Ethics and the Rule of Law at the University of Pennsylvania. Professor Finkelstein, thanks for talking to AM. Is there any evidence to support the US Attorney General William Barr's decision to give blanket approval to Department of Justice prosecutors to investigate voting irregularities?
No, there is no serious evidence of any voting irregularity. And it's important to understand that the tradition of the Department of Justice is that it does not get involved in political activities. That is a longstanding custom of the department, and there are very good reasons for it. And in addition, it may be a violation of what's called the Hatch Act, which is a federal law that says that it is not permissible to use your position as a government employee to support political activities, and that includes campaigns. So this is a deeply suspect move on the part of William Barr.
And the man whose job it is to investigate voter fraud within the department actually stood down yesterday. Did that surprise you?
It did not. He wrote a very dignified letter saying that in light of this instruction to U.S. attorneys, he could not remain in the department. And he really didn't need to explain why, because everybody understands that this is a very problematic thing for Bill Barr to be doing. And moreover, he did it without the agreement and sign-on of the person who would normally be in charge of any kind of election-related fraud or suspicion of misconduct with regard to the election. And so the person in DOJ in charge of that felt, I cannot go along with that. He did the right thing.
You co-authored a report in October which found that Mr. Barr had been using the powers of the Justice Department as a vehicle for supporting the political objectives of Donald Trump. Is that what you think the department is doing right now?
That's right. The behavior of William Barr in this move with regard to the election is very, very consistent with what he's been doing all along, really using the Department of Justice as a part of Donald Trump's campaign, doing everything he could. And indeed, others have filed a Hatch Act complaint, my co-author, Richard Painter, against William Barr, complaining about this kind of politicized use of the department. There are numerous areas in which William Barr has ignored department protocol, ignored laws that prevent politicization of the department, ignored civil rights and civil liberties, such as clearing protesters from Lafayette Square so that the president could get a photo op in front of a church holding a Bible, which was clearly a campaign promotion event, and using tear gas and pepper spray to clear them. So this kind of cruelty and violation of civil rights, which plays to the president's hard right base, has been absolutely the hallmark of the tenure of this attorney general.
Does the actual department itself risk damaging itself and further eroding people's trust in it?
There is no question that the department has damaged itself. When you have the department that is in charge of law enforcement for the entire federal government using its powers of prosecution to attack political rivals of the president's or pulling back on sentencing or prosecution decisions because these are individuals who are friends of the president, then you make a mockery of justice. And you're really, in that case, using the fig leaf of legal process to damage the law itself. So there's no department that is for whom it's more important to be faithful to the contours of the law and faithful to our traditions of non-politicization in the federal government and in the Department of Justice. And that's exactly what William Barr has been ignoring for the entire time of his tenure.
Do you fear the president and Mr. Barr will use the department during the next 2 months to settle scores?
Well, it looks like they will. Settle scores, and also Barr will be encouraging, would be my guess, and advising the president on the use of pardons So I think we'll see the president issuing a lot of pardons for people who have supported him. He may even attempt to engage in a preemptive self-pardon. But of course, any such pardons would have no impact on state law prosecutions. So what is pending right now in Manhattan with the district attorney Vance and his inquiry into the president's and the campaign's finances is something that Donald Trump may have no remedy for dealing with.
Just on the idea of the self-pardon, it has been suggested that Mr. Trump might try and pardon himself or quit before Mr. Biden's inauguration and have Mike Pence pardon him. They sound to outsiders like fanciful ideas, are they?
I think with this president, unfortunately, a self-pardon cannot be ruled out. That would be an extremely interesting jurisprudential question because we've never had such a case. The Constitution gives an Article 2 gives the president the right to engage in pardons and doesn't seem to place any restrictions. But I think we can all tell that if the president, for example, pardons someone because he took a bribe or pardons someone to settle a score with another individual and so on, we can recognize such actions as corrupt. And in certain cases, they may violate actions of that sort, may violate federal law, such as the obstruction law. So the real question is whether or not the constitutional pardon power that the president has should be regarded as limited in any way by generally applicable criminal laws. And that's a very hard question that could end up going to the Supreme Court if it were to occur.
Professor, thanks for talking to AM this morning.
Thank you for having me.